This is Barbara Lamorticella. This is Talking Earth, your poetry corner on Monday night. And from a Thursday night poetry corner on KBOO that our late night listeners perhaps haven't caught, I have a young woman tonight, Nubian Queen Miriam.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Miriam.
Hello, Portland. Oh, man, I'm back again. Did you guys miss me? I know you did.
Well, yeah, they missed you because Nubian Queen Miriam, I'm going to have to get used to calling you that. Queen Miriam has been on Amanda's Jam Corner very often and, in fact, hosted that show for a whole month, and I caught her a couple times, and I thought, this is fabulous.
Yes.
And so I invited Miriam, Queen Miriam, I invited the Queen to come with selected friends, and here we have the Black Butterfly.
Hello,
and Flight.
We have Rhodesy.
Definitely.
And we have Birthright.
Hello, Portland.
Birthright.
And it's nice to get a deep male voice.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to be here.
So nice.
And I just thought this would be a great way to wind up Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yes,
for sure.
Having some good black voices on the air.
Oh, yeah. I think I picked the best house tonight.
Yay.
These guys have all been so dedicated. I could trust them, you know. And it kind of was like almost a last-minute thing, you know. But I knew by contacting Darlene, she would contact Ro. Then Ro, was unable to contact Xavier. But the connection was perfect. And you guys shocked me. It was such a surprise.
Because I had marked it on my calendar.
I told you to call my people and I'll tell your people to contact my people.
Right, see? Connection, networking, you know.
Like, that's what it's about, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy and glad that you guys
Well, now, do you want to, Kathy, do you want to tell us a little bit about our fellow readers, or does each person want to introduce themselves?
Would you guys like to?
Oh, I know. You'll just blow it off. People always do. They never know what to say about themselves.
I know what to say about myself. But, Darlene, you want me to introduce you, right?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the house is Darlene Solomon Rogers, also known as Black Butterfly, established poet from right here in Portland, Oregon, just released her first chapbook called Black Girl, Can I Comb Your Hair?
Yeah.
She's also working on her debut CD. It's untitled right now because we're artists and it takes a while to decide those type of things. So we don't know what it's going to be called, but she's working on that right now also. She's been around doing spoken word for a while, everywhere from Reflections to Doug Fir, opening for Olivia Warfield most recently. We've shared many, many stages together. She's an awesome poet, and we're all fortunate to be in her presence tonight.
Oh, wow. Will I be able to stand up to that?
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Yes, you will. Most definitely.
Thanks.
And Rhodesy, how do you introduce yourself?
I am Rochelle DeHart, also known as Rhodesy, born and raised. Rochelle DeHart, born and raised right here, Portland, Oregon. Been doing spoken word for a long time. Just released my fifth book titled I Woke Up and Put My Crown On. Well, I didn't release it. Publish America in Baltimore released it. It's a collection of 76 biographies on African-American women. I prefer to say black women. Ironically, Darlene, Black Butterfly, is one of the women in the book. And Mr. Birthright, Xavier Burton, designed the cover. So we're all co-mingled up in here.
And he also designed the cover of my chapbook.
Yes, he sure did. Yeah. So. And the first four books were all poetry, and this is the first biographical collection, so that's really
fabulous.
Yes, yes.
And Mr. Birthright.
I'm Xavier Burden, commonly called X, known as Birthright, spoken word author, as well as, you know, established poet. I've been doing poetry here for some time now, recorded with Brothers Grimm as well. and also just performed around locally, from Reflections to H2O to the Ohm, you know, different spots. It's a pleasure to be in front of you guys. I released a book. It's called Child's Thoughts in Many Ways, and I'm back in front of the mic again.
That's what's up.
Most definitely.
And the mysterious Queen Miriam.
Oh, wow. You gave out half of it, Barbara. Well, you know what? I'm looking at inspiration in front of me, so I have to say the path they're building is the path that I will be following. My story is interesting because I've been noticed by just community, basically. And my mentor is Bill Forche, and he helps me on my voicing and getting prepared to where these, my friends are and where they're going. And as far as cable go, it's a blessing to have that opportunity at any time in any given moment to come and be on air and to do my poetry. And that's amazing. How many people get that chance? And the reason why it's so amazing is because of my my truly and dear friend, Amanda Genius. Without her and her open heart and allowing me to enter her world and to express my poetry, I don't know if I would have ever gotten to be known. Maybe in a hush-hush corner somewhere in Portland. I don't know. But I am making that path, and you guys made that path, and I will be following it. And I'm very inspired tonight.
So. Amanda, I think you're probably the youngest here at the table.
Yes.
You're a part-time student at Mount Hood Community College, and you've been here just for a year from California?
Well, my originally, I've been in Portland for like, my son is three, so 3 years. Uh-huh. But I've been going to Mount Hood for about, this is my second term, so I'm an undergraduate sophomore. But I'm working on my, thank you, I'm working on my degree to transfer to PSU for my BA, and then move on to Melhurst for my art therapist.
Oh, great.
I want to be an art therapist. I want to help people. And those are my goals, and I'm looking so forward to that. And also establishing a foundation here in Portland to get myself well-known as a poet, and to get into opening that door for many other poets here, and to bring us together like we are here into the community, radio community area, and expose them also. And so I'm looking forward to each avenue that I create, branching off from my passions and my creativity. So,
is there an active reading scene going on at Reflections?
There is. I believe they're doing it the last Thursday of the month. Uh-huh. I haven't been in a while myself, because I'm also in school full-time, actually at Concordia University, so I haven't had as much time to be on the scene as I want to. But, Reflections, I believe it's the last Thursdays at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's such a great bookstore. They were talking about closing about a year ago. I was really sad, so I was glad managed to pull that. I guess they pulled it together.
Yeah, she pulled it together. Quite a few people through Save Reflections.
Yes.
I threw one myself, and Darlene came through, and we threw a Save Reflections rent party and sold CDs and books, and
fabulous.
All the proceeds went to Reflections.
So what are you majoring in?
Psychology.
Uh-huh.
Working on my undergrad and then going on to grad school to get a master's degree in forensic psychology.
Wow. Incredible.
Well, we'll hear if that is reflected in your poetry. And
Dr. Z.
Most definitely.
Gosh.
Should we start reading? And what we're going to do is just bounce off each other. Just go around one. We're going to one by one. Nobody knows what. So you might, as Kathy reads a poem, I guess the next person will be Black Butterfly.
Sure.
Is that it? And then Birthright, and then Rhodesie, and then Kathy. As Kathy reads a poem, everybody else can, if it triggers anything, you'll find what it triggers. I hope you can easily find. So here we are.
Kathy. Okay. All right.
Oh, excuse me. Queen Miriam.
Thank you. All right. The poem I'm about to read is called Just Must Stand Up on this one.
You got the floppy mic. Here, I'll hold it up.
Oh, there it is. Thank you. There is no rhyme or reason. It's just the way it is. See, it's like this. I bring a message through poetry, my redemption. Pouring words out to baptize your soul like on a hot summer day. I do not delay or sweeten up what is real. See, I only play and convey on the levels of your mind that you have been so accustomed to. Like waiting on a paycheck once a week or every 2 weeks or once a month when you should be getting paid for your work today. But wait, I ain't through. See, school isn't out for those who brave to stay and listen to this message through poetry, my redemption. It's like this. I don't diss the system. I just baptize your soul like pouring warm rain on this hot summer day to relieve your mind through everyday thoughts and struggles that your own mama can't seem to overstand. Yet I got the magic stick that is poetry. So don't toy with what has no rhyme or reasoning.
Ah. Well, that's
thank you. Thank you.
Poetry is redemption. Well, we're all into that here.
Really? Most definitely.
And Ms. Black Butterfly, you want to slide that mic
slide
over.
This over this
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
I don't have headphones, so can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
loud and clear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dee's is getting ready to give up her. I love that. Testing 1, 2. Back to the basics. Earth, dark clay, flowing with nutrients. Green grass to lay our heads, fresh air to fill our lungs, and the praise of God to fill our spirits. We need to get back to the basics. Take me back to the time when we breathed fresh air and sunshine, and where love was the bottom line. We were divine. This was way before time and before the chains that bind and way before the encagement of your mind. I come to you from the sands of African lands where we know who we are. And we have traveled far, trying to get a message to you. Brothers and sisters, we got a lot of work to do. As long as I get paid to find resources for homeless youth, and as long as our government still doesn't tell the truth, and as long as we have babies dying in the street, and as long as they still don't have enough to eat, we have a lot of work to do. I say we have a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah, right. What a marvelous voice. Okay, and we just got joined, actually, by a brother who came at the last minute. And you are? Say a word. Hello.
Good evening. Andrew Johnson, a.k.a. Easy Skank in I Real I, Jamaican-born poet and musician.
Great. Okay, well, I'm glad to have
all
that
right.
Accent.
All right.
Whoa. Okay, then what we're doing, say your name again because I didn't catch it.
Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson, okay. What we're doing here is we're going around and each person is reading a poem at a time, and we'll have Birthright is next, and then
yes.
Rhodesi.
Rhodesi.
And then you can maybe you could share, because a mic... Because I'm going to be talking throughout the whole show. So if you can just... And Andrew, you want to be like about this far from the mic, ideally. So if you can just swing it back and forth. And you won't follow him, so... okay. So Birthright.
Yes. Okay, this is called 30 Seconds of Fame. If constellations had heartbeats, the rhyme would tell the story of many of African kings... From Kenya to Zaire, Mozambique, Turtle Island, this place. There's the same shade, spade we played at my homeboy Roscoe's house, where we've been conditioned to be filthy, grimy, the shadows of some black men. You bastard hoes, master called your African mother, slavery, mentos. Enlightened by master's taste for negroid flesh, How many chose death instead of slave shifts? 40 acres of mine burnt up in Watson. I started the fire. You must have your reservation if you want to stay here. Many dark skins for sale again. We call it TV. While we feed the beasts. Smoked up a buck 15, that street talk, yet your rents due. No daybreak until their clans call the gang. Let me see five brothers in hoodies and white tees. And I feel at home was his chant as I came near to him, wondering where I'd seen his face. Or was it his rage? He wore faded coveralls, a green-colored T-shirt, beat-up suede shoes with a hole in the front of the right shoe boot. Grayed beard, sprinkles of black being the darkest of visual value as I laid place to his eyes. Like pressurized coal by time, he says, you know what the problem is, young black man? 180 degrees of yourself have been raped by 180 degrees of your ignorance, where niggas battle like gladiators amongst blood-bought streets, and airwaves tell the tale of angelic manifestations of twisted equilibrium. How much chronic does it take for you to wipe out your own people? No sequel. Just because you chose better down notches on posts, satin sheets of disobedience, I became glued to his radiance. As he said, it had been said to me by a man one day, that you know what? Goldfish are a crazy type of fish. Did you know that a goldfish memory span is only 30 seconds? So when a goldfish swims, it thinks that it has spent his whole life swimming. Just think. When a goldfish is cold, he thinks that it spent his whole life cold. And when he eats, in fact, it's the same thing. That makes you think. Many of men and women have lived their lives in 30 seconds, thinking all their lives they've been struggling to believe, starving, mob over coal, up in smoke, out of control. Now give me the flow, so I may show you some light outside the bubble, baby lamps, and you'll see. You'll see the table in this upper room. Have some wine and don't forget your roots. You're the prayers for more troops by old African slaves, eyes fixed on Canaan's. On stars, chanting those canids, guided by free domination of one's own self. So tell me, do you know who you are? He pointed at me and I said, yes. I am the clay which was formed without the hands of man, perfectly made without time and space, given multitudes of altitude unto the heights of divinity, where I communicate with the highest frequency of purity, no primal, yet I am. I am the star dust that was poured into a vessel to use to part the universe, gathered amongst first fruits. Fertility came from my side. I am he who was in and has been in the depths of the deep, in the souls of Kemet youth, standing in front of gun squads. I am inside the light, full of substance. There's my 30 seconds. Is there any more questions?
Mm. Whoa!
Thank you.
Is there any more questions?
What a voice. Okay.
Yes.
What a voice.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless God. Bless God.
Before I do my thing, I want to give a shout out to the world famous Toni Hill. She's in the studio sitting quietly tonight. For those that are listening, she's over there in the cut.
Black girl, can I comb your hair just so you can see it?
I know, for real. She over there trying to be all low-key. Anybody in Portland, Oregon knows who Toni Hill is, so we need say no more. It is Martin Luther King Day, and yes, I wrote this piece about 20 minutes before I left to the studio tonight, so it doesn't have a title, and this is dealing with that. Whose dream is this? The black power fist of yesterday's militant activist has become meaningless to the masses. More concerned with popularity passes trying to be the king and queen of bling. I don't think this was part of the dream. In a land built on hypocrisy, democracy does not exist. So I raise my fist, an outward and observable expression to say that I resist. The mendacious American mainstream feeding us glimpses of the dream through 30-second blurbs of black history sponsored by McDonald's. I bet you the Black Panther Ronald would roll over in his grave to see the mess we've made. This is not part of the dream. Martin sacrificed so that our strife would be lessened, but we still out here stressing. under the iron fist of consumeristic oppression, taking in vain the lessons and legacies of those who fought for us to be free. We need an awakening, realization of the back-breaking roads that were traveled so that we could stand mic in hand and demand our respect. But nowadays, we'll hand it all over for a grill piece and a fat check. Mm. I don't think this is part of the dream.
Whoa. Woo! Oh!
Man, that's beautiful. Within minutes before the studio, that is incredible.
I don't want to hear that. I didn't hear that.
Oh, man.
I'll turn green with envy.
I know, right?
Bless God. It's a gift. It ain't me.
Andrew Johnson, and we have this lovely soft.
Yeah, certainly. This one is titled "The Short-Term Power Holders." They are short-term power holders, stupid thinkers. How could they think they could stop hate and anger by starting a war? When any person will become angry and hateful just from the pain they felt. And then comes a long term of hate and cause for revenge and vengeance. Short-term power holders causing a long-term war. Can't they see what they are doing? They are like driving a car full speed, and their eyes are closed, and the road is rough, rocky, and dark. In the darkest of the night, without any means of light, so they think they are seen, but they are just not seen. What is ahead? They know not where they are going. They know not the end of the road. How could you stop hate and hunger by doing the things that cause hate and hunger? That surely means you hadn't got the right answer. Starting a war caused more war, more hate, and more anger. Yes.
That is wonderful. When Andrew's reading from a book called Mind Product Poetry.
Up to Earth. Yeah, it's a book that I written and published.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. With a few poems in it. Just
now, are all everybody here who has a book, are they all available at Reflections and at any other places around town?
Actually, I just released mine on the 29th, and I have not gone to Reflections.
Uh-huh. So,
so right now, you can get it from your local starving artist.
We ought to have some kind of a chapbook fair. Where people just come, you know,
yes.
And bring their chapbooks.
That's my dream.
Yeah.
That's a dream, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, think about that.
Yes. Yeah.
Think about that.
For me, yes, the book can be got at Reflections and Barnes and Nobles and all the other mainstream
great
places. But please go to Reflections. Please, please, please.
Yes, yes. And where is Reflections? Reflections?
446 Northeast Killingsworth, right behind the Blockbuster Video. Kind of can't miss it. But please go there or to Pals or to somewhere independent. But you can pretty much get it anywhere books are sold.
And what's the name?
I woke up and put my crown on the project, the 76.
Okay, fabulous.
Yeah. And to plug Reflections again, I'm actually having a book signing there next Wednesday, the 26th at 6:00. I'll be doing a signing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I should say as we have this opportunity, and I've been talking. I should use the opportunity to make a lot of people know.
Well, why don't we do when you read next? Because I want everybody to toot your horn. By God. Yeah, I'm tooting your horn. I want you to toot your horn. So everybody has a chance here to tell folks what you're doing and where to find it. So, Queen Miriam, come in, Queen Miriam.
Okay.
Bless.
Modern day control. You enslave my mind and tell me all that is wrong with me. Hey, better yet, if you listen close to what I'm trying to say, The grass may seem greener on the other side, but don't walk freely. Negative demons bite at your ass, whispering, yes, that's right, you're nothing. Who would want you? Only I can claim your soul. Remember? Listen up. The superior role has changed. I snap the whip now. You say how high, massa. I say until my tree upon your back is complete. Remember? The screaming, the pain that fell upon that whip that you snapped each moment that you felt the need. Now I'm the demon that creeps in your mind, reminding you of what you have become accustomed to, forgetting this world of lost realities. Those souls that you were exposed were my black people. Now, do you remember?
Queen Miriam, Queen Miriam, the origin of all of this madness that we have here tonight.
Right.
Well, that's a good thing to be
A poet.
Yes, it is.
Especially when you're with a bunch of other congenial and inspiring poets, like Black Butterfly, who's coming up next.
Thank you, thank you. I will be having, since we're doing this horn tooting thing.
Toot your horn as loud as you want.
I'm actually currently in the studio right now. Working with auditory sculpture. And no, please thank you, because this thing is trapping me up. Working with auditory sculpture, and CD probably will be released mid-March.
And what's the name?
It's a toss-up.
Oh, that's it.
It's
we haven't decided yet.
There's two names right
Picking
now, and I have to narrow it down to one.
Okay. We're in the unknown.
Exactly. This piece is actually going to be on it. This is actually going to be pretty tough, actually. I got a little Rhodesia on it, a little Mike Crenshaw from Hungry Mob. I got some Sindel from Siren's Echo. It's called Trapped Behind Enemy Lines. Nice. It's going to be remixed with Bounty on my head. Yeah, so it's going to be hot. Trapped behind enemy lines, know everything ain't fine. These folks keep messing with my mind. Got me pressing my face up against this greatness, tearing up my face. But freedom is on the other side, I can taste it. I said freedom is on the other side, I can taste it. We are in the system of things as far as the pendulum swings from left to right, trying to bring some dark places light. By the time you get this, there will be 100, 200, 300 or more casualties of war, and they won't even know it. Everything you see and do, they're trying to control you. Cell phones, OnStar, TiVo, GPS, satellite radios. Oh yeah, no commercials. We live in the highest unemployment state, and Bush got folks buying $2,000 a plate, and the people in Oregon didn't blow up UFP. I thought we said we was revolutionaries. What kind of state are we in where folks get away with everything? Deny yourself today, and they just might take them away. The silence among us is deafening. We are starving and trying to reach heights that never reached, and I pray that each of us remember to teach each one reach one. Each step that we take is more in a more enlightened place where we dwell in love and not hate. Each one teach one is the way it is done. Interject your intellect, and where your intellect falls short, find a child running wild and teach him what you know, making sure that our seeds continue to grow and tame them with spiritual wisdom of knowledge and of self and of wealth or the lack of it. Teach them of capitalism, racism, sexism, spiritualisms, and all those other isms that cause folks to build themselves in cages from which they cannot escape, and slavery is on the rise again. But this time we are not bound physically, we are entrapped mentally, and it's disguised as prosperity. Got you chasing after a brass ring instead of lifting up your voice and singing? Praises to the Almighty. When did we assimilate to this sick way of thinking? Was it when we started smoking and drinking? Like I said, we are trapped behind enemy lines. No, everything ain't fine. These folks keep messing with our minds. Got our face pressing up against this grate, and it's tearing up my face. But freedom is on the other side. I can taste it. We are all extensions of Christ, trying each day to live our lives and trying to free ourselves of the strife of this life. Who am I to say that we have to be one way or another? Each walk is individual, my sister and brother. And yes, we are our brother's teachers. I have been randomly checked and detained, and some of y'all have been the same. And no, it's not just my name, because Darlene means dearly me love. and Solomon means peace. Wake up. We are in the midst of the new world order, and some of y'all are still asleep.
Hmm.
We are very close That's to the mark real. Of the beast. Implants in our kids for security? Nah. We should call out for systematic immunity and remove ourselves from the opportunity to be hunted and stalked at all costs. Have you started to stock up your rations? Because it's time for action. We are trapped behind enemy lines. And no, things aren't fine. These people keep messing with our minds. Got my face pressing up against this grate, and it's tearing up my face. But freedom's on the other side. I can taste it.
Oh. I love that. We're trapped behind enemy lines.
For real.
Yeah, we all are.
I mean, every person is.
That's right.
According to what's going on.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Birthright.
We all doing roll call. Left, right, left. Keep in step. Cover your chest without a vest. Choose his rest. You can pass the test. See them angels shine. You know the math. You know the math. You know the sign. We all doing roll call. Left, right, left. Keep in step. Now cover your chest without a breath. Choose his rest. We can pass the test. And see them angels shine. You know the math. You know the math. You know the time. Two crows? They're playing trick or treat in the midnight deep. Now what's your number? Shadows dance in the garden in the midst of the unspoken tongue, trying to entangle the young. Now watch. This Sandman bring you dreams. Creation of a new order, calf of gold is over your soul. There are pyramids on dollars that make the weak feel mighty. They'll rob and steal to pay the bills. While in ghettos, it's death row. For anyone with dark skin or nowhere to go. The police kicked in the door of my happy home. We call them the Rollers. Without a phone. They had three blocks sewn up. Little Daryl got up and put the chrome to his dome. He could not fall asleep because of demon speech. He's so tired of mama putting that glass to her cheek. All he got at the end of a pop was a lucid dream. Time missing ticks in the beginning of a click. He gave the beast his wish. And you know, we all in the back of the bus by choice. We'll watch. Young Rosa Parks, young Malcolm X, spit politics about a blunt to smoke. Big Six. Dubs, please. Seems to move weight in the big picture. Let's play it on my cerebral cortex, my vortex, cosmic rays and lunar days. Got me praying in all this madness. Billy Bad One's getting checked from the neck up. Black suits, closed caskets. It's a mixed reaction. Satisfactions is only coming from thoughts of lust. In God we trust to bust bricks to hit licks. They can collect phone calls to our girls while they turn tricks to fix the mix. Cause we all doing roll call. Left, right, left, keep in step. Now cover your chest without a vest. Choose his rest, we can pass the test. And see them angels shine. You know the math, you know the math. You know the sign. Each one had a teacher, a preacher, someone. See, I was in the lion. I was lying. I was like a lion in a cage. But the Ancient of Days is trying to help me change my ways. I was focused on fornication, caught up between the thighs of a young baby girl seeking my flesh. Knowing I'm worthy of death, crucifying Jesus with every step, losing focus. Amongst the hopeless, I had sold my head for some meat and bread. Then he said, you need to stop getting drunk off cheap wine and get on my spirit. Did you know it was time? See, Jesus, Yahshua died. He was crucified, sits on the right-hand side of the Father God. Times are hard. When they say that 50% of all black females are in jail over nonviolent drug crimes. Do the math. Ain't no more Angela Davises no more, but just tracks down backs. Everybody want a hoe. Screaming pimp pimp. And we all out here screaming Jesus' name. It's because we all are doing roll call. Left, right, left, keep a step. Now cover your chest without a vest. Choose his rest. You can pass the test. See the angel shine. You know the math? You know the math. There's a sign. Each one had a grandmother, a teacher, a preacher, somebody that said that a man's head is not just an hat rack. In fact, don't be slack. Spreading your seeds all around this town. Silence to make words sound funny. Don't be no dummy. Take your time out and invest energy in putting God first, because rat races, they do end in mazes. And I've been set free from your Christian dummy, label of his saints. It's because we all are doing roll call. It's left, right, left. Keep in step. Now cover your chest without a vest. Choose his rest. We can pass the test and see the angel shine. You know the math, you know the math. Here's the sign.
Yeah.
No,
what's up?
I'm sorry, I got called up
because
you know I know that
piece. Yeah.
I know, I'm over here mouthing the words. I was doing the same thing with you on track.
Oh, we just had a room full of people that were stomping their feet. We're all in the words. And we have Rodizzy.
Yes, ma'am. I'm tired of trying to fly because my wings got broken. Left me choking on one big rolled up knot of stress, failures, opportunities, run amok, poverty, and this is what I got. And this is what I got to work with. This is what I got to hurt with. And this is what we justify doing dirt with. Cause I got one too many problems and no real chances to solve them, cause as fast as I try to, another bill is due. And I'm standing here looking at you, looking at me, wondering, how could this be? Our stars are behind bars. Lives are lost amid a generation, increased incarceration. Sometimes I feel like advocating separation, because ever since the emancipation, we've been too preoccupied with assimilation into a culture that is not our own, within a land that is not our home. Who are we here? We are in desperate need of a solution, and poetry is not a revolution. I think I should repeat that. We are in desperate need of a solution, and poetry is not a revolution. I'm tired of all of these artists on the mic, because at the end of the night, who's going out to the block to fight? For the lives that live there, those who ain't never coming to a show. They don't read Langston or Amiri Baraka because they don't know if they can keep their lights on long enough to read a book. Who are we here? Broken, empty, and unloving, shoving each other into the confinements of Willie Lynch's grandkids assignment. The light is shining bright, but we got to look past the bling to find it. El Boogie, Lauryn Hill, for real, where are you at? I'm calling you out because this industry needs you back. We should link up, make a hot collaboration or something. I ain't fronting, and I ain't saying it for no self-serving purpose, but because there's youth that need to be fed who don't know what the word is. We got to reach the masses and beat the fastest and get past this current situation that we're facing. As a collective generation, incarceration is known by too many of our brothers who feel at home in a perpendicular pine box made of concrete and steel. Survival for too many really does mean to rob and kill. Are you for real? Who are we here? And don't even get me started about the cops. We already know what they did to Diablo. So surely little Dante from my block is gonna follow unless we penetrate the hollow hype of the mainstream misconstruction and consumeristic appeal. You can't tell me that you feel good when you ride through the hood and see the disparity that offers a view of clarity to the truth of structural and social condemnation. We need salvation. We are daily facing misconceptions of success that we now embrace in the mainstream. It's all good, long as your pox is stacked and your whips is clean. Right? Nah, that's totally wrong. I cringe every time a new song plays on the radio. 50 Cent is a trick and he's glamorizing hoes at the candy shop. But that song went straight to the top. Who are we here? I'm writing this for my unborn son and for the daughter I ain't even had yet. We got to get back to the principalities that embraced our regality as kings and queens, where our dreams were made of more than hoop and hip hop. And I ain't got a problem with either, to tell the truth. But the youth need more to live for, because they are intellectually bored and academically ignored. What are we really fighting for? Who are we here?
Oh, I am
beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm just so excited by this program.
Excuse us, 50 Cent. We didn't mean that.
Nah, yes, I did.
Yes,
I did. Yeah, I meant it. Wish I could tell him directly.
Every last dollar.
What was that joke my mom said? 50 Cent, Creflo Dollars, half brother.
Right, yeah.
Andrew Johnson.
Yes, I fully understand what
Jamaican
you're saying,
lilt.
You know, because they're not promoting the consciousness and the knowledge that people really need. They're really contributing to a short-term thing still, you know, in which
that's right.
Is not what we want to feed the people with or the children with still. So you're right. This one is Unfair Law. Not equal, very much unfair law. So is it for some and not for some. Okay. Is that the way that life stay? Are some so bright and think they got all the might, thinking they could control the light of life? So your law is for some and not for some? Unequality is proven right there, not fair, not square. Need not to ask another question. That's the way your system is, open to the public eye to see how unequal you are. It's not silent. Ears can hear, eyes can see your program. What is your legislation? What you want to gain over others, and you are thinking so wrong with your unfair legislation? Say the law is right, so for one, so for all, and the sun that shines equal for all that lives. Not equal, very much unfair law, so is it for some and not for some.
Tony Hill, did you have something to say?
Tony got something to say.
Andrew,
how long have you been in the States?
About 4 years now.
4 years?
Yeah. It's kind of cool not living a different life still, but
really, man.
In many ways still, you know, because things has to be done, you know. And as you said, some people have to be on the field, while there some people just dancing.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah, but we ain't got no time to dance with the devil in the deep blue sea.
No, we don't.
You know, yeah. So it's some people dance and some people have fun, but some people it's work. It's different.
That's right.
But you know, we have these music going on, and especially the CD title "I Realization." Coming to the "I Realization" still. Okay. To let people know where they can find that
this
CD
is
album.
Called I, the letter I, dash, real, dash, I, dash, Zation.
So it's I Realization.
And it's, what busy...
Skanking, I Real I. Okay. Yeah, this album, one of the reasons why I want to talk about it is because I really want the people to support it. It's been globally, it's in your house, it's in every person's house that access the internet. Yahoo, AOL, iTunes, Rapsol, all them company, the CD, baby, distributing this CD.
And is this your music? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's in everyone's house, and it's kind of hard to know that it's in your house, but you're not seeing it. So see it and see what it's about. So if you go to Yahoo, just put in the name Andrew Johnson, you will find it. Go to Music Now. And you will find it on iTunes.
You know, if you, I could play cuts on it.
Yeah, you
on
could.
The
yeah.
Show.
Yeah. See, know, this one is the best one for you to play. It's a kind of new one I'm working on, titled "Music from the Head."
Music from the Head.
Yes, okay. It's from the head that music is from. It's really
okay.
Well, speaking of websites, if we could just toot more horns real quick. Didn't you just launch a MySpace music page today, Miss Black Butterfly? So yes. Y'all can hear tracks from her CD on there, and you can check me out, rodeezy.com. You can buy the book, listen to samples from my CD. All of that's going on at rodeezy.com.
Okay.
R-O-D-E-E-Z-Y.
Two words.
No, on the website, one word. But yes, you are correct.
R-O-D-E-E-Z-Y.
In speaking and writing, it is two words. But yes, one word, rodeezy.com.
And
mine is Black Butterfly PDX, I think it is, MySpace.
Okay. Go to MySpace and... Yeah,
since we're two, Xavier Burton in MySpace, you know, and you can also get me at Authors Den. That's the website. That's authorsden.com, Xavier_Burton. You can reach me there. Xavier Burton, straight out, it'll get you there.
Okay.
And you get samples of my poetry there. Also, you'll be able to get my CD on there and listen to video streams. It'll connect you right to the videos that I'm in with Mr. Brother Burf. I got to give it up to him, my boy. War Baby. And Silas Clark, you know what I mean? Got a couple of his videos on there, and one is a Simile Required. So steady doing production.
I tend to follow my friends because I actually like them as artists. Yeah. The fact that they're my friends are cool. I say that to say that if you actually go to Google and type in anybody's name that's in this studio, I know for a fact you'll find a lot. So if all else fails and you forget everything we just said, go to Google, type in any one of our names, and you'll find
us. You'll find us. We ain't hard to find.
Yeah, we're around here.
And I just want to gab, but I also want to hear some more poems. And Kathy has.
Oh, okay.
Oh, oh, he's in the house.
Yay. We got a world premiere.
World premiere. In the building.
All right, Kathy.
All right.
Introduce
her. Hey, I'll do it. I got it.
Okay.
Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, holding down Northwest finest hip hop. It's your girl, Tony Hill of Old Dominion, Sirens Echo, and Hungry Mob. The next piece is entitled Urban Reality on the 3 Days of Darkness album with Hungry Mob, and it's called The Big City of Dreams on the Psalms of the Sirens album.
They go.
So if you hear us singing in the background, we
yeah. Sorry, I'm gonna try to contain myself.
Don't. This is our favorite song.
Here we go. I got this. Okay. Let's see. People trying, people dying. Who feeds the mouths of the babies crying? When I get no sleep, my sister OD'd. Grew up fast in a world that's cold to me. My brother's homeless, my mother's hopeless. I never had a daddy, so I guess he don't matter much. Well, all the sadness is overwhelming. Who can help when they got struggles too? Miles and miles of trials and tribulations. Broken dreams, still trying to climb that wall. People do what you gotta do, people keep trying. When the city is dying, when the city is dying. Well, angry souls pass bowls at shows and walk with chest cavity on swole. Pass women with capricious goals, swinging they asses around poles for dough. Their souls are waxed cold. Their souls have waxed cold. Dawn arrives, stars in their eyes, licking lips that whisper lies about the skies being the only limit. Young, tender, so timid. Recognize the cesspool, but still opt to swim in it. With no limits and no boundaries, legs stretch from county to county and choke their sleeping wives' lives. The wolf does cry in sheep's clothing. Sloth is to be woven into the very fabric of our lives. Lack of understanding, lack of pride, ears are silent to the reasons why we must get our virgin backs up off dirty mattress in abandoned buildings and round up God's lost children. Those roam the earth like a tribe of lowly bastards in a hurry but going nowhere faster. A beautiful disaster covering holes and hearts with plaster in the big city of dreams. In the big city of dreams. Broken dreams, trying to climb that wall. People do what you gotta do, people keep trying. When the city is dying, when the city is dying. Big city.
Woo! That's the world famous Tony Hill.
Tony Hill, Hungry Mob.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Shameless plugs. What are we doing on the 28th? Back to Reality.
Oh, yeah, we all going to be in the house on there.
Yeah.
Hungry Mob, Road Dizzy, Black Butterfly, Taria Autry at the Tiger Bar, a gang of other people.
Sorry, anybody that's
in the show that I didn't say your name, I don't remember.
February 28th.
No, January 28th.
Sorry.
Yeah. At the Tiger Bar. Tiger Here, bar. So who wants to give it? All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Listen up, people. January 21st at Burbotti's. No, actually, yeah, Burbotti's Pan. It'll be Hungry Mob and L Pro featuring with Hungry Mob. Also, there will be like Clockwork on that bill. That's at the 21st at Burbotti's Pan. Then at the Tiger Bar, a monthly called Back to Reality, we'll have Black Butterfly in the house. We'll have Rhodesi in the house. We'll have Taria Autry from Good Sister, Bad Sister. You have myself along with Hungry Mob on that evening, and that is Saturday, the last Saturday of the month.
And it's a free show.
And it's a free show. So definitely come out and support your local hip-hop artists and poets. The band will be in the house. Mike Crenshaw, all of us will be down there celebrating together. So make sure you, you know, tell a friend and bring them down there. Also, February 3rd at Reed College. Black Notes, Sirens Echo, Black Butterfly will all be, Rhodesi will all be on that particular bill. And then February 18th at the Doug Fur, Sirens Echo will be having their DVD release party. So we're going to be releasing a full-length DVD. We'll have the band playing that night. And I also believe that, I can't remember that one of the guys' names, but the other guy is Soul Plasma that'll be opening on that along with DJ Chill. So y'all check out all of those shows.
And February 23rd, Sirens Echo and Rhodesi at PCC. That's Sylvania, right. Second year in a row, we'll be back doing a, 2-hour show out there.
That's right.
So y'all come check that out. And all of these are on the calendar at either SirensEchoMusic.com or Rhodesi.com. So you can get the events calendar. Lot of shows coming up. It's Black History.
Great. And how many of these are free? Are they all?
I think all of those, except for the Burbotti's.
The Tiger Burbotti's is not free.
The Burbotti's show, I believe, is like $8 or $12.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly. The rest of the shows pretty much are free. The show at the Doug Fur on February 18th may be a $10 cover charge. We just want to have people come and support the DVD project and, you know, the band and everything.
It's what's up. I've seen snippets.
We've seen the world premiere.
Support your local artists. We've been working hard. It took like 2 years to put the DVD together. So, you know, it's feels good to have something almost completed. So y'all come out and support that and support all of these artists here that you've heard tonight, because this is good. You know what I mean?
This is
good talent and music and stuff. And
thrilled.
You just got to support that kind of stuff. That's how we got to keep it going. We can't let it die. These are voices that need
to be
not heard.
Dying, man. It's coming up. Yeah. I mean, you guys are coming up, you know. And speaking of which, Queen Miriam.
She did the first bow. I was like, okay, she doing it big. And the long drawn out. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, no, really. No, for real. Rose petal something.
Hail to the queen. Hail to the queen.
No, for real.
Okay. We doing it big. You understand? I got jokes.
They all coming up with their own cliche of it.
We having a good time. It's all good.
Thank you. There was a title on this poem, but looks like it got scratched off for some reason. But the poem I'm about to read just basically tells about what I see in my young queens when I'm riding and strolling on good old TriMet and hearing their voices and hearing how they go home and what's waiting for them or what they plan to do before they enter the door, if they should even do that. Young queen, what have you done? I hear your rebellious state of mind. You talk the game and speak well of what you think you know. I ask this, have you eaten of the forbidden fruit?
Mm.
Was the taste worth the temptation?
Wow.
As far as I can see, my young queen, you have lost your way like a babe forced to grow up in chaos. Mm-hmm. All the while, your parents at home having the parties, smoking a chronic, getting freaky, while you're sneaking to be loved and held by a young brother who's troubled the same.
Mm.
Young queen, what have you done? Is there a moment that you can remember?
Mm.
all was good.
Whoa, way.
Wow.
Way.
I can't believe this hour has just about flown away. You guys are just absolutely fabulous, and I want to just do nothing but you.
Barbara, may I? I wanted to say this phrase by Asada Shakur that always sticks in my mind during the first segment that I did on Amanda Jams for Martin Luther King, the Black History segment of her show. And the way that she described freedom. Freedom, you ask me about freedom, asking me about freedom. I'll be honest with you. I know a whole lot about what freedom isn't, about what it is. Because I've never been free. I can only share my visions with you for the future. Freedom is a right to grow, the right to blossom, right to be yourself, be who you are and want to be. The words of Asada Shakur.
So inspiring. What a
we could have ended the show.
Okay, I'm going to real quick say everybody's names and then we're going to have to bow out here and make room.
Gracefully.
Nubian Queen Miriam, a.k.a., can I say a.k.a.?
Kathy. Kathy Thompson.
Kathy Thompson. Black Butterfly.
A.k.a. Darlene Solomon Rogers.
Okay, Darlene Solomon Rogers. And Rodeezy, a.k.a. Rodeezy.
A.k.a. Rochelle DeHart.
Rochelle DeHart. Okay. And?
Birthright, a.k.a. Xavier Burden.
And?
The way I said it is Andrew Johnson, a.k.a. Easy Skankin, I Real Eye. Right.
And also we have our Chanteuse, Tony Hill, sitting in the corner. You have been listening to Talking Earth. I want to thank you. This was just a wonderful show. I just can't thank you enough.
Thank you for having us.
And let me say quickly that Walt Curtis will be having his phone in your favorite poem day or night next Monday night. I'll be back 2 weeks from now with Bill Shively and Stan Castle doing music and spoken word. A very exciting program. Wednesday night, if you can get to Northwest Portland, the verse in person reading at the Multnomah County Library is Kim Stafford and William or Tim Gillespie. And they're reading at verse in person. And I meant to bring my schedule of William Stafford readings tonight, and I didn't make it home to pick it up. So just look in the Willamette Week. Check it out. There's wonderful readings all over town in honor of William Stafford. And folks are also invited to come and read a Stafford poem. I want to do this show again. So once again, thanks to these wonderful poets and wonderful artists.
Okay. You're listening to Community Radio, KBOO Portland.